bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back Page with Bo every day at 12:45. Hello, Bo.
Speaking of getting and being high at work, great segue, fellas. Why is Ryan Leaf so salty? Ryan Leaf goes on the Outkick Hot Mic podcast, alleging that Pat McAfee, after his show over in Ireland, where he was clearly 3 or 8 Guinnesses deep, alleges that Pat McAfee is high 80% of the time he does the Pat McAfee show.
Well,
why you got to be a hater like that? He's kind of jealous. Yeah, I know he got fired by ESPN.
I think that, you know,
he alleges also that Pat McAfee had something to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, that's a lame-ass podcast that he goes on because all they do is react to everything that ESPN does.
Yeah, do something interesting.
Yeah, do something interesting.
Come up with your own stuff.
Lame-ass show. Whatever, man. Whatever. I like Pat personally. I like Pat personally. I don't know too much about his show because it's always on when we're here. I'll listen to it when he has like certain guests on and everything. But yeah, I mean, he was hammered. He was hammered.
And he admitted it.
He admitted it. They say he threw up between breaks.
Oh.
Like, that's, I mean, what the hell? What kind of show? Like, yeah.
Man.
Like, I'm in Ireland. They let us do this show in Ireland.
That's what the show's going to be.
We're
going to be drinking a lot of Guinness and a lot of Jameson.
Up from the flow up.
It's just what it
from
is.
From 11 to 2 what o'clock. Toe up.
It's kind of what it is. Now, I understand that Ryan Leaf is a recovering alcoholic, so maybe that hits a little bit different.
Yes.
I'm not sure. But he has been quite salty, like publicly, about a number of things.
He was really mad at Herb Street last year
about the way that they talked about Washington State. I don't know. Like, you know, I'm happy that he's gone from where he was to he's clean.
Yeah, man,
he seems like he's a good family man, all that kind of stuff.
Unbelievable.
It's a great story.
Great story.
Yeah.
But, like, he really been going at everybody about some blitz cylinders. I'll tell you the fun, and I remember I sent this clip, y'all, in the group chat of that AI with Herb Street talking about Florida State fans. The funniest thing ever. Because I remember we talked about this on Friday. Y'all really are that mad at Herb Street. That y'all think that Herb Street kept you out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the way they hounded this man on all day Saturday.
Yeah.
And then for that to come out. And then for you to lose.
Yeah.
Even though he picked y'all.
Yeah. They lost two in a row now.
They lost two in a row. Ugh.
Yep.
Damn. I mean, I love my Seminole brothers. I know y'all listen. Don't text me right now, okay? I got nothing but love for y'all. I know y'all weren't the ones blaming Herbie. Was one of them. But yeah, man.
Look, I watched the PMS show. If Pat McAfee does that show high 80% of the time, he hides it very well. He never slurs. He's always having fun, and he's always uppity and energetic. But
high on what?
I don't know. Maybe energetic. He said on the Ireland show that he had taken an edible as well. So I assume maybe that.
Yep, there's Val. Got to take the Queensboro Bridge. It does the job connecting Manhattan to Queens. Thanks, Val.
There you go. One of the multiple bridges.
They got a lot of bridges over there.
Did y'all know y'all were witnessing history last night? Watching the Braves game.
I did know that.
Did you?
No.
I don't know. What was it?
Schwellenbach versus Woods Richardson. Longest named matchup in baseball history.
Phenomenal.
Never did.
That's
not,
awesome.
Did not know that.
Woods Richardson was interesting because there wasn't even a hyphen. It just says Woods Richardson, which Richardson's kind of a long last name anyway. You get the Woods on there.
Typically, there is a hyphen, like if you add a name to, you know, for a step parent or something like that. I'm not 100% sure where Woods Richardson gets his last name from or if that's just his natural last name, but yeah. Longest named matchup in history.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I wonder what the shortest named matchup in history is.
I can find that out for you.
Probably two.
Like Lee.
Lee and Yee.
Cliff Lee versus
Yee. Don Yee.
Don Yee.
Might be a Woo out there or a Lee or something like that.
Yeah, there's got to be like a two-letter last name guy at some point.
So y'all already talked about the Ant-Man talking about, you know, there was only one good player 20 years ago, and that was Michael Jordan. Then Magic Johnson fires off on him. So Kevin Garnett decides to comment on Ant-Man's comments, except he's a little more mad about his.
Did he curse?
I don't think anybody in this generation could have played like 20 years ago. If I'm being 100, and this is to Ant, this is to everybody in our league, Tatum, all y'all. Let me tell y'all something, bro. 20 years ago, bro, you couldn't get to a triple step back. You hear what I'm saying to you? You couldn't get to a triple step back. And then if you shot that, it had to go in. You know why? Because we had efficiency back in the day, my dude, and it was so hard. It was too physical.
What?
like, look, this generational warfare amongst NBA players.
It's so corny.
It is.
It's so corny.
It is. It
Goodness
is.
Gracious. I mean, okay. These
You're the, all really good.
The athletes today are much more athletic than they were then. It's just a fact of evolution of workout and everything else that goes into it. But for you to say that and about them,
it's also wrong.
It's also wrong.
It's also wrong.
You know, but
and like very, just like very, I don't know what the right word, like ill-informed.
Yes.
Like you just like, this is not right. This is not true. Like you turn on the games back then and see a bunch of guys that were skilled. Yes, like the big men today probably have more perimeter skill than those guys had. They were more physical back then.
Yes.
The game has evolved. It happens, but everybody who played in the NBA 30, 40 years ago was really good, really athletic, really talented.
Yes.
Everybody who plays in the NBA now is really good, really athletic, really talented. It's just a slightly different game, and things that are asked of you are different.
Why did that touch a nerve from Magic?
Dude, Magic never gets mad.
Magic never says nothing.
Yeah.
That really, and plenty of these young boys say something.
Yeah.
Like, what touched the nerve? They touched the nerve with Magic.
A little jealousy there between Magic and MJ,
man. What Magic got to be jealous
of? I don't think he should be jealous. He's got 5 championships.
I don't know.
Gold medals.
Everybody considers MJ the GOAT, and Magic's really never in the conversation.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. And obviously, Magic Johnson's one of the most skilled.
Magic, exactly. The big 6'9
players
point guard?
That have ever been. He's one of the most skilled players that have ever played, let alone big
like
players.
Magic is a top. I have Magic as one of my top 5 players.
Magic Johnson's a 6'9 point guard.
Magic was awesome. Magic was awesome. Yeah. Dude, but remember, I said that I had to finish watching Clip, right?
I was going to say some more stuff about what else Magic was
good at. Yeah, I
was
going to see. That's why I went ahead and switched it on.
Okay.
That clip, that damn, what was it, that owner name? He was
Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling was nothing, dog. How you talk about Magic.
Like, well, what did he say about Magic?
It was on the level of how he talked about how the character portrayed Magic as like it wasn't winning time. How they had Magic, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like that. I was like, damn, did
he didn't have a pickup line. He just went straight.
Yeah, straight to it.
Straight to it.
Hey girl, come here. He said it wasn't true.
Magic denied it.
He denied it.
Oh, man. Those shows are great.
They're just funny as hell.
I do wish that, like, in the NFL, there's just so much more respect from generation to generation.
It is.
I don't know what it is about the NBA.
It's like, damn, man, why are y'all so just trying to diss? And it's starting to be the old dudes, too, now. They can't wait to poo-poo on these young boys and their style of play.
Dude, half the pregame shows with old guys, all they do is talk about how soft everybody is now. Yeah.
I don't know. Now, could you imagine, like Magic trying to guard Ant? Magic, Ant will wear Magic ass out.
True.
But same thing, Magic can ball.
Yeah, Magic was incredible.
Magic gets you on that hip.
Look that way, throw it that way.
Yeah, man. I'm going to leave Magic alone.
Skyhook. Man played center in an NBA Finals as a rookie.
Like,
won the game.
Tell me who's stopping Kareem in today's game with that skyhook.
No one.
Nobody.
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 Absolutely.
Nobody stopping
Skyhook. Absolutely right. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.